Hey guys.
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. And today's really fun because we're getting back to another music episode, which if you didn't know, a lot of our music-related episodes are now part of an ongoing series that we're calling Likewise on Tour, not to be confused with Love on Tour or the show Live on Tour. because our LOT is like was on tour. And we're just so excited because we love talking about music. It's always one of our favorite topics, and we're excited just to have more music episodes and hope to, you know, hopefully grow our future Likewise on Tour playlist, that will one day exist when we have enough episodes to like really make it cool.
Yes, it's gonna be so good. And actually I don't have anything else to say.
Right. No, I was gonna say I like lost my entire train of thought about what I was actually gonna say for that intro. But I was gonna say, like, this is a potential breakup song.
Yes.
Right.
I'm so excited to hear your playlist. And spoiler, we kept our breakup song playlist secret. So we're gonna be live revealing them to each other on this.
Live
for us,
way.
Not for you. but you know what? Before we get into that, we're gonna start with our Rose and Thorns for the week. So Sam, what's your Rose and Thorn?
All right. So let's see. My thorn. Oh, what's new? I'm feeling a little sicky. Comeback of the mystery sicknesses. Yeah, it's been awesome. So I'm gonna have to call my doctor because they have not contacted me, and I submitted an appointment request on Monday or Tuesday. I don't remember what day. It's been a long week of not feeling very good, but they have not contacted me. And you know, when you submit your request, it just is like a scheduler will reach out to you to schedule, and they have not. And I just feel like they should have by now. And they, like, just switched to a different, like, portal. So I think maybe, like, things are just getting lost in translation with them. So, but typically I can get in pretty soon. Like, the last time I tried to go to the doctor, they were like, can you come tomorrow? So, I don't know. I feel like they're not too busy for me. And then my rose is definitely March Madness. Today, the day we're recording, is, like, the first day of games for the first round, and it's been really fun, and my bracket's not even doing that bad. Like, my first picks have already been pretty good, but there's a lot of potential for my bracket to get absolutely busted tonight. So yeah, Issa and I were just like tracking a game till its last seconds before we would let ourselves record because it was detrimental to our brackets.
Thorn, I have two. I am also getting a little sicky. Sorry. I don't know why I said
think.
It like that.
It's because you put
Oh, yeah,
think.
I put in my notes. I put in my notes. I think I'm getting a little sicky. I'm so sorry to all of our, foreign friends. I don't mean to make fun of you. I'm really not. I just do that sometimes. Anyways... Also, I'm in denial that I'm not seeing Lainey again this year. Ha ha ha. Sorry I'm being annoying. I was telling Sam before this. I was like, I'm even annoying myself. But, and now I'm back in my dilemma of, do I want to work in sports or do I want to work in music? Is the band Camino my favorite band or is Lainey my favorite band? That's always the thing. It's like, actually, they both are. I don't think I can actually choose. So I kind of lied on my get to know me post a couple months back. I don't know. It's been a while. Because I was going to put both of them down, actually, but then I was like, I haven't made a single decision on here. So I had two songs, I had three favorite colors, but yeah, lol. So those are my thorns. My rose is that it's been a very busy, but also very fun week. Yeah. And March Madness is starting, like Sam, ha ha ha, so fun, but also, I didn't make my men's bracket in time. So because I'm getting a little sick, not why I woke up so late. I always wake up late. But because I'm getting a little sick, I slept for like over 8 hours last night. I was like, wow, amazing. But now I'm like feeling even more sick than I have been. So it's like, oh, cool, great. But I woke up, I saw it was 9:03. I was like, frick, brackets are locked. So I couldn't make my men's bracket. So I wrote mine down after the first like two games had already played. And then I texted Sam. I was like, this is my bracket. LOL. my paper bracket. But yeah, also speaking of, Gonzaga just won. Ha ha ha. Surprise. Great for me. And then who else just won? I don't know. Anyways, but yeah. Upset Kentucky lost, and also upset freaking South Carolina lost. So that's really annoying to my brackets. Or my bracket, but that's fine. But I made my women's bracket, so here's to hoping they don't do me dirty like the men always do. And by always, I mean last year and this year so far. So, yay.
Oh, last year.
Last year. That was awful. Like, literally, the men did me so dirty.
Your women's bracket one was good last year, though.
Yeah, my women were so good. Sorry.
No, this is so funny. I told myself I wasn't even gonna... I wasn't gonna laugh, but it was too good.
Oh, I did drip.
Man, if only we had video.
Oh, yeah. This isn't a Zoom call. Sorry, I just pulled out a pickle. I started eating it, and then it dripped on my bracket. So that's embarrassing.
Oh, my goodness. Well...
I feel like you can hear my chewing. Sorry, Sam.
No, you're so good. It's I feel so crunchy. Like I totally meant to say more of what the episode actually was in the intro, and then I really lost what I was trying to do, and so hopefully it made sense. But this episode, we're talking about breakup songs. And why? Well, because there's nothing like a good breakup song. Like, they hit even when you're not going through it. Even when you absolutely can't relate to the song at all, they just hit different. That's all I can say about them. And what's more on par with our theme of madness than a breakup song? Like, that's chaotic. Yeah, that's so true. That's messy. That's, you know, dramatic. So.
Yeah. Not gonna lie though, I don't think all of my songs are breakup songs, but they are at least like kind relevant. Of rip my heart out song, like like that, you know?
Yeah.
But not like rip my heart out, but sad at least.
Yeah, there was definitely like when I was going through and trying to think of what songs I wanted to use, there was a song that I'd be like, yeah, maybe I'll put that on, and then I'd be thinking through it and I'm like, is it really a breakup song?
And yeah, I made like, my own rules with it. It could apply. One. Yeah, perfect. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I can't remember what I was gonna say again. Never mind. Your turn again.
But like even with like I don't know, just like there's such a huge spectrum of breakup songs. So there's like a couple different things we're gonna talk about today, obviously. So there's like sad breakup songs, and then there's like slay breakup songs, you know what I mean? So like there's that's so like true. Cry, Saw My Eyes Out, This Is the Saddest Song I've Ever Listened To, Who Broke Their Heart, Who Hurt You, versus Oh My Gosh, Revenge, I Hate Your Guts, I Hope Your Life Sucks, I'm Gonna Destroy Your Car. We, like we've said, have both made a playlist of breakup songs that we love and would recommend, and then after we back and forth reveal our breakup playlists, then we have like just a little analysis I guess of like kind of some more like cliche things or like tropes I wrote down, like, is what I was calling it. Like, premises of breakup songs that make them iconic that we'll talk about. I don't know, maybe some of those will come up in our talking about our playlists, but that's always fun because there's, like, you know, consistent themes of breakup songs. Mm-hmm. And then we also, surprise, surprise, asked you on Instagram for some of your favorite breakup songs. And so we've got a little list of those to give at the end before we do Song of the Week. So you're getting so many songs this week.
So many songs. I'm so excited. The reason I don't sound excited is because my delivery sucks. And also, I'm a little sicky.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that too. I'm like, dang, you guys are going to hear my, like, Walla bottle, like, clicking open like this the whole episode, and
yeah,
you're gonna hear hopefully my, you don't hear my sniffling dry.
But maybe hopefully you don't hear my pickle crunching.
Hey, you know what, we're being very real.
Okay, so like I mentioned before, we both made playlists of our favorite breakup songs. Of course, obviously, why would we not make a playlist for a Likewise on Tour episode? And, you know, again, we did keep them secret from one another, again, as per usual, because it's more fun doing a live reveal. And I was actually so close to, like, telling Sam my list right before we started recording, because I was like, I can't hold it in anymore. But then I was like, no, I have to stay strong.
That's funny.
But you know me, can't keep a secret. Well, no, I can keep a secret. I can't keep my own secrets, but I can keep other secrets.
No, me too.
Sorry.
We definitely need to clarify that every time. No, we have to.
Because I get scared that people are going to be like, oh my gosh, Issa can't keep a secret. Sorry.
I feel like I have, like, 3 songs that I see potential of you also having. But I would also, at the same time, still be surprised.
Okay, so we're going to get into our playlist now. Maybe I should go first since I have more.
Yeah.
I have 20 songs now, after I've edited. Okay, so my first song is, actually, I heard about this song from my friend for the first time on Saturday at game day, and then she shared her, like, sad country playlist with me that she called Cowgirl Tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's genius, because usually it's like just like, oh, sad country love song, or like sad crying about country or whatever, you know. She's like, no, I need to have a good name for it. So she called it Cowgirl Tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so good. And the first song on there is called I Don't Want to Hear About It, and we played it yesterday at work. We were doing some stuff or whatever, and then I was like, oh my gosh, this is giving, like, country version of Happier by Olivia Rodrigo. Mm. It's like, oh, you're doing great, but I don't want to hear about it.
Mm.
She told me, she's like, bawled my eyes out the first time I heard it. I was like, oh, teeth.
Dang. Love that. Okay, my first song is one of the first breakup songs to ever be, like, one of my favorite songs, when I was 11 years old, is Unfriend You by Grace and Chance. I just, like, last week was watching the music video for this, because Ariana Grande was the love interest in the music video for this, and it's just so funny. You should go watch it, except also Grace and Chance is posting on TikTok that he wants to boycott Unfriend You. Like, he was like, can we all stop talking about it, like, stop bringing it up. Love him and love that song. It's so good. It's still good.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, I actually took off my next one because it's my song of the week. But so I'll go to my next one, which I just told Sam this story before we started recording. And okay, not to be annoying about Lainey again, but it's Sad by Lainey off of Mama's Boy, their, like, most controversial album, because people are like, oh, I hate this, and that's why it's controversial, because people just don't like it for some reason. But I think it's the very first Lainey song I ever heard, because someone in our sorority, like, their boyfriend, like, broke up, her boyfriend broke up with her, and then she put this on her story, and I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, this is really good, and thus Lainey Stan was born.
That's so funny. You also, when you told me that story earlier, unlocked, like, a core memory for me from college. Like, I would have completely forgotten about that entire situation. Okay, my next one is Here's Your Song by Chloe Lilac, which is one of the greatest songs ever, honestly. So good. Highly, highly recommend. Yeah, very good. She's so talented.
Love that. Okay, my next song. Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Oh, I totally didn't even think about that one.
I don't think it needs any explanation,
no,
but
it doesn't.
That was actually my favorite Justin Bieber song for so long. I'm like, oh my gosh,
no,
this is just so good. I was like, wow, this is so what's the word? Not like thought provoking, but like so like philosophical, but not that
right
word.
It was very like clever, like,
yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, this is so deep, wow.
My next one is Drive by Miley Cyrus off of Bangers, one of the best songs on that album. So good. Drive My Heart Into the Night, You Can Pick the Keys Up in the Morning. Come on.
That was one of my favorite Miley songs.
So good.
It's so good. I was actually looking for Miley songs, and I, for some reason, couldn't think of any, but now I'm thinking of so many.
Like Wrecking Ball.
Oh, well. Slide Away.
Right? Oh, so good.
Okay. Next one, Sam, get ready.
Okay.
Shout Out to My Ex, Little Mix.
That's on my list. That's one of the three songs I thought maybe you'd have too.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Oh my gosh, I have such good memories to that song, like from college.
I remember the video right after they broke up, and they took video of Perry singing it, and her voice cracked on her part because it was the first time she sang it. Post breakup with Zayn, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's so strong. Like, yes, she's so strong. Sorry, I'm not making fun of her, but I was just like, that's a core memory for me. Like, seeing that, I'm like, oh my gosh. Again, like, Love Yourself, core memory. It's like, oh my gosh, wow, that's so deep. That's so good. I can't, like, I love them, you know. It sounds like I'm making fun of them, but I'm not.
It's so funny. I have this, like, I wonder if I have videos of it still, but I just have this memory of, like, being in my friend's car in college, super late night, like driving through our campus because we were coming back from like a super late night like Dutch run or something, and we're all just like screaming along to this song, like windows down, flash on in the car because like it's dark, and it's like just like it pans to everybody in the video. I'll have to find it. It was just like core memory. Also, Perry Edwards coming back to Save Music right now. Very relevant. Oh, I forgot that it's, like, my turn technically now. That's so funny. My next one is Just Like That by The Aces. And there's a couple different songs by The Aces that I wanted to put in here, but I stuck with this one because it's just, like, a classic to me from their first album, and it's so good. This one I'll recommend because maybe more people wouldn't know it. If you like more of, like, a soft, like, catchy like indie pop rock vibe. It's a very catchy
That's
song.
So funny. I love that. Okay, my next one, also Sam, get ready for this.
Okay.
She's So Gone from Lemonade Mouth.
Love that.
Again, not, well, not again, but like earlier when I was like, yeah, not really all of mine are breakup songs. Like, this is just more of, like, a transformational, like, kind of breakup with yourself song. So I guess breakup song in a way, but not in the way that we were, like, intending.
Right. Like, but you can episode, totally listen to it when you're going through a breakup,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Specifically when you're cutting your bangs and dyeing your hair.
Bangs.
Bangs. Oh my goodness. My next one is Don't Want to Be Your Girl by Wet and Branches. It's like one of those more like electronic songs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see you having this one on your list, but I don't know. Oh my gosh, sorry. Burps. Dang, pickles. You Were Good to Me by Jeremy Zucker and Chelsea Cutler.
Oh, that's a great song. I do not have that on my list.
So good. I love that song.
But also, I feel like there's more songs I just did not think about at all to put on my thing, but it's only because I, like, went through a really old post, like, that I already...
No, I love it.
My next one is Bad by Len and Stella. Really good. I feel like there's not as many breakup songs that have the same, like, storyline as this one, where it's kind of like, oh, like, I wish you would have treated me bad, but, like, the truth is, like, you couldn't have loved me better. Like, it's just very much, like, afterwards you're just like, dang, it would be easier to get over this if you had, like, done me wrong. Yeah, great song.
Okay, my next one, Chelsea Cutler making another appearance. Crying Over You by The Band Camino and Chelsea Cutler.
So good.
Ooh. Deep cut. Oh, so good.
My next one, Yeehaw, is Gaslighter by The Chicks. I love The Chicks, and I loved this song. This song was, like, their first single they put out in 2020 when they made their comeback, and it just hits different. Makes you want to square dance or something.
Oh. Okay, my next one, I totally forgot about this song until, like, just this moment. Sorry, but it's so good. Things That I Miss by Awful Tune. Oh, it's... I actually have it on a playlist that's called Feels Like My Heart's Being Ripped Out of My Chest.
Oh, I should have looked at my Knife to the Heart playlist.
Oh.
And I didn't.
It's so good. It's so sad.
My next one is a classic. Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. So good. Love that song.
That's so good.
That's like childhood nostalgia song for real for me.
Oh. Okay, my next one is Maple Syrup by the Backseat Lovers. Also so good. I was like looking for, like, I literally typed in indie breakup songs, and that popped up. I was like, oh my gosh, so good. Love the Backseat Lovers. I want to get into them more. So
they're good, yeah.
That's there for you.
I just realized how much the, like, genre is changing so much with each song on this playlist. It's so funny.
Relatable.
My next one is Needed Me by Rihanna. I love that, like, energy from a breakup song.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I somehow skipped one on my playlist. Over Again, One Direction.
So good.
So good. Oh my gosh, I cannot. Actually, breakup songs are kind of just killing the game here.
No, true. My next one, I do not listen to this song often, but it did have its moment. I Hope Your Whole Life Sucks by Black Bear. It's a fun little, like, spiteful song. Similar with, like, Needed Me, kind of just like, yeah, like, I hope your life sucks without me. Like, I hope I'm the reason you can't sleep. You know, kind of fun.
Okay, Sam, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I say that every time, and I hype it up so much, but, like, Somebody Else by the 1975 just deserves it.
The Way That Did Not Cross My Mind. Oh my gosh. Wait, that's so good.
Ooh,
that's so good.
Yeah, I am excited for this joint playlist that we're about to have.
Yeah, no, it'll be really interesting, but really
for sure.
My next one is The Way I Loved You by Taylor Swift. Come on, that's one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs ever.
That's so good.
That is so good. Really good one. It's a belter for sure.
Okay, my next one is Forget I Exist by Sam McPherson. I love him. He just has so many... He has so many bangers that are just, like, in so many different, not genres, but, like, genres of life. Like, oh my god, I don't, yeah, live, love, love. Anyways, next.
My next one is Supercut by Lorde, because I love that song. And it's kind of like, I feel like it's a... very much looked over from being a breakup song, because it's more like, I don't know, it's so different than typical breakup songs, I guess. But yes, great song. Also, it's in Someone Great.
You know what? I've never actually watched that whole movie.
Emotional damage. I want to. That's all I'll say about it.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight. I don't know.
It's so funny, too. Oh my gosh, you should totally watch it tonight.
Okay, my next one, number 13 on my list. But maybe it's more since I forgot, since I didn't put... Anyways, In the Kitchen by Renee Rapp.
I just watched a TikTok of her doing that song, like, an hour ago. Well, more than an hour ago.
I so love good. Renee. So good. Okay. I'm kind of glad that I discovered her music before I discovered her as, like, an actor, just because I really, I don't know, something about me, I just don't really like following trends. It kind of annoys me. I like to be different. But this, I'm like, I'm okay liking her, because I knew her music before I knew her as, like, Sex Life of College Girls, or before Broadway and all the things. I'm like, cool. I'm a real fan.
That's funny.
Even though I only know, like, maybe three of her songs.
Meanwhile, her OG, like, super old fans from, like, her, like, OG Broadway days are gonna be like, T, we've been here.
No, don't come for me. I'm sorry. I was kidding.
I love her so much. I'm so obsessed with her. And
you know what? She would be living for this controversy.
No, true.
She'd be like, yeah, you stand on that.
Messy girl icon. She, I, still need to catch up, but I loved The Sex Lives of College Girls so much, and, like, watched that, well, the first season. I still need to watch season two, but I watched the first season,
I haven't seen it.
A couple years ago, like, when I lived in my apartment with Riley, we watched it. It was so good, and, like, Timothée Chalamet's sister's in it. It's such a good show. Anyways, great song. My next one, Never Be Like You by Flume, featuring Kai. Another, like, EDM song. So good. Not fully a breakup song, but fitting.
My next one is Please Don't Be by Hazlitt. He was one of Lainey's openers, and it's so good. Please Don't Be in Love with Someone Else. T. That's how I feel about every attractive man I see.
Okay, my next one is one of the other ones that I was like, Issa might have this one. And it's Begging on Your Knees from Victorious.
The way that someone was playing, like, the Victorious soundtrack. Like, the whole everything from Victorious yesterday at work. And we're all, like, jamming to Begging on Your Knees. Oh, literally yesterday. Oh, that's so good.
So good. Such a good song.
Iconic. Oh my gosh. Okay, my next one is so good, and I'm so stoked because this album just came out, and I love her. Secondhand Smoke by Bryn Cartelli.
Okay, this is the last one of my section of ones that I thought you would maybe also have. Want You Back by Cher Lloyd.
Remember how did that not even cross my mind?
Now you're doing them with her. Also, you know that I'm fine. It's like, I'm listening to Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd or whatever. Like, little girl says that. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. That's so good. Cher Lloyd. Oh my gosh, the days of Cher Lloyd. My favorite. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love her. So iconic. Oh, I wish I put that on my list. Dang. Okay, my next one is... Wait, where did one of them go? Okay, well, I'm changing it. It's Whiskey Sour by Kane Brown. Oh, it's so sad. Because drinking Whiskey Sours, something after hours. Basically, like, I'm alone, not with you anymore. Oh, it's country. I love Kane Brown. I'm glad that he and his wife are very strong and solid.
Good. My next one is not country. It's very different from country, which is just like what made that so funny. Is That's What You Get by Paramore. Such a good song. That's What You Get When You Let Your Heart Win.
Oh my gosh. Okay. One that I should have thought of at the very beginning. One that, you know, is going to always be the breakup song of breakup songs. Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Right.
You know what, this was a last minute addition. I added it, you know, right as we're starting to make our lists. And here we go. That's the one. Wow.
That is so fitting, because my last one, which was also my addition at the same time, is Bust Your Windows, specifically from Glee. Mercedes.
Yes. Yes.
So good.
Absolutely. I bust the windows at your car. But that's actually the only version of the song that I can listen to.
No, same. What a moment.
Okay. So good. So I love Glee.
Because she thought that Kurt wanted to date Rachel, and she wanted Kurt to date her. Iconic. Right.
That, iconic. You know what? That is the one. Okay, my last two songs, real quick, are Strangers by Cameron Marlowe and Ella Langley. You know what? It sounds just like it goes. Strangers, you know, all the things. And it's country, too. And then I Hope by Gabby Barrett. I didn't really want to put this song on there because I kind of don't love it. But, you know what? It's so good. It's so hard to not like, because it's so catchy. And, like, it's one of those revenge breakup songs. And, like we discussed a couple weeks ago, or last week, I don't remember. I don't love revenge. Right. But here we are.
Also, I forgot about this. By the time this episode is out, Olivia Rodrigo's deluxe of her album is out this Friday. And the, like, one song that everybody's... I was about to say that everybody's been obsessed with, and it's called Obsessed. That song is coming out with it. And it's kind of like a breakup song, but, like, also not. Because it's just like, oh, like, I'm so obsessed with your ex. You know, and it's like, I know she sleeps on my side, she's slept on my side of the bed, or whatever the lyrics are. It's tea, and the music video looks like it's gonna be really good. She's been posting, like, behind the scenes from it, so.
Wow.
I'm excited for that. I feel like it'll be good.
That was so fun. Oh my gosh.
That was so fun. And we have so much more. Oh my goodness.
No, we have so much more. Oh my, that took so long.
It did.
So sorry, guys.
So I guess, since we're mentioning so many songs, I'm not gonna try to talk too much about some of these things. Okay, so some analysis. What are some of the big tropes, big T tropes, that we have...
Not micro tropes.
Right, not micro tropes one bit, that we have thought about from breakup songs. So, obviously the iconic breakup song for our generation, potential breakup song. The whole, like, I want my stuff back. So good.
I want my stuff back.
I want my stuff back. How many breakup songs? I feel like there's not too many where I have noticed that be, like, a thing. But, like, that's so real. And I feel like because of that lyric, people like, of, you know, our kind of age have grown up, like, approaching breakups and things with the energy of that song, and, like, especially with, like, the re-release of that song a couple years ago. It's just, like, oh, iconic. Absolutely. I want my stuff back.
Another example of just kind of, like, that kind of energy, Jocelyn by Olivia O'Brien. Fun fact, I did just put that on my list only to see that it was on here, so I deleted it off of my playlist.
Such a good song. That's one of those breakup songs that, like, you love to listen to even like if you can't relate to it or something.
Oh, because,
like,
yeah,
I remember I was obsessed.
That's one of my shower
it.
Songs.
Yeah, I was so obsessed with it when it came out, and I was like, I literally can't relate to this right now. And I'm so sorry if you can relate to that. Terrible.
I hope no one can relate to that song.
Right. I feel like,
but we
so
know
many people
some
do.
People probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another, like, a similar one to that is, like, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. Very different lines, but, like, just, like, name dropping. Like, there's so many breakup songs or, like, angsty, like, revengey relationship songs, especially, like, more situationshipy, like, ones that name drop, like, either name dropping, like, the other girl, like, what's the one song, is it just called Haley?
Ooh, yes!
Yeah.
By Ren.
Like, why'd it have to be Haley? Like, there's so many name-dropping songs.
Oh my gosh, I remember when we were obsessed with that song! Mm-hmm. TikTok, love. I love TikTok songs. I need more TikTok songs on my TikTok. Wow. Wow! Oh my gosh. You just unlocked that, thank you. Now I need to listen to that song again. Ah!
I'm stuck trying to think of if there's anything else that mentions wanting stuff back, but I feel like Oh, Brand New. Bye. Boy, bye. Miss Ariana Grande. She's taking what's hers. I'm taking what's mine. And she's like, I grabbed my stuff. Courtney just pulled up in the driveway. Love that. Love that. She's taking what's hers. She's not even gonna tell you she wants her stuff back. She's just taking it.
Yeah, I feel like there's so many that I've, like, listened to recently, but I just cannot think of a single one.
Right. I guess July by Noah Cyrus. Like, if you want me to leave, tell me leave and we'll go. There's mention of, like, taking your stuff or whatever.
Wow.
All very different vibes too.
I need to listen to more breakup songs. They're just so fun. And if you know me, you know I can't really relate. That's awkward. Sorry if that's a red flag. Okay, the next kind of big T trope that we see is, like, kind of very opposite of potential breakup song energy, in that, like, giving up or wishing the other person would just, like, do something to convince you to stay, basically. So, like, You're Losing Me by Taylor Swift, or Say Something by A Great Big World. Oh my gosh, I love those ones.
Yeah, I feel like there's just, like, so many songs that are like that are just kind of like, do something. Like, You're Losing Me is intense. I mean, she literally does say that, like, do something, say something. And I feel like there's just, like, good ones of that, because I feel like it shows, like, a different side of a breakup, where, like, maybe, like, one person has spent a long time already, like, it's almost like when somebody, like, pre-grieves, like, a breakup, like, for, like, the months leading up to it before it happens.
Yeah.
And then, like, reflecting on that.
Like, the breakup is imminent, we all know where it's going, but it's not happening yet, so right. Are you gonna fight, or are you not gonna just,
like, your last
wait?
Thread is, you're hanging on by a thread, you know? Deep. Okay, the next one is just, like, themes of ghosts or, like, things being haunted, and there's so many songs with this, and we have, like, quite the list, and there's definitely more than this too. But the first one is Ghost of You by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, it's so funny, because I was telling Sam right before we started recording, like, again, did not really look at the doc before we started recording, so if that's any indication of who puts stuff on the doc, it should be an indication of it, because I just admitted. Anyways, I was telling Sam, I was like, literally in the car today, when I got home, I was thinking, wow, there are so many breakup songs that are just, like, themes of ghosts, or, like, haunted, or, like, rah, I don't know.
Right.
Ghost of 5 Seconds of Summer, Two Ghosts by Harry Styles. I love that song.
Okay, then she also put down Haunted by the band Camino. So good. And then I added on, like, I Miss You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams, because that's one where she's like, every corner of this house is haunted. Come on.
Yeah. And then Dancing with Your Ghost, Sasha Alex Sloan. Like, hello?
Is it?
You're literally gone, and I'm just still here.
I'm just trying to think of it. Doesn't In the Kitchen go? Oh, can't that also go in there? That's funny.
Yeah, it does.
So I dance with your ghost in the living room or whatever.
In the living room. I'm like, it's literally everywhere.
Or like, ghost. Is the Justin Bieber song also called Ghost of You?
Oh, maybe.
If I can't, but people say it's, like, not romantic. They say it's about his grandfather. But still, could be a breakup song. So many ghost songs. Too many for me to even think of any other ones besides, like, the ones that are very obvious to me in the moment. Okay, very last minute, I thought of this one, like, kind of, like, trying to say that the other person isn't allowed to hurt because they hurt you, like, You Broke Me First by Tate McRae, like, kind of those songs where it's, like, oh, like, you want me back, or, so, like, maybe, like, the person who was the one who, like, initiated the breakup then is, like, later hurting or whatever, and the person who's, like, did not see coming and, like, more hurt is just, like, literally what, like, just kind of that whole, like, oh, you hurt me first. You're not allowed to, like, feel his pain. I feel like there's a lot of breakup songs that are like that, where it's just, like, I hurt worse.
Like, yeah, I was kind of thinking about that with, I Don't Want to Hear About It, my first song on the playlist, because it's kind of similar-ish to that. And then also, like, Happier by Olivia Rodrigo, but it's not, like, the exact same, like, oh, you're not allowed to hurt because, like, hurt you first. But it's, like, kind of along, it's, like, a parallel line to that, you know.
Okay, I just added one that I feel like I have to explain. I just wrote down You Suck. I feel like that's one that came to my mind about breakup songs, just like as another tropey category, is like kind of more just that, like, screaming from the rooftops that this person, like, sucked, like, oh, kind of like a needed me Rihanna thing, you know, like, you needed me, or like more of those, like, I made you, or, like, you're nothing without me, and, like, all of those, or, like, kind of goes along with the, like, I Hopes, songs like that, like, I Hope, mm-hmm. And, there's so many, just ones that are just, like, yeah, You Suck, like, Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo.
Ooh, it's so
Or, like, Vampire tea.
Still haven't listened to Guts, guys.
maybe you'll listen when the deluxe comes out tomorrow.
Obsessed. JK! Sorry. I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. There's a song coming out tomorrow. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, there are so many songs like that. Shoot, they're probably a lot by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
I mean, so she's many. Got, like, love
My Happy sucks, Ending.
But... Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Which then could also create a subcategory of, like, oh, everything I wanted. Like, My Happy Ending, You've Got All I Wanted. Paramore, You've Got, you know, so many songs.
So true.
She's All That I Wanted. literally haunted again.
Oh, yes, I agree. Yeah,
This is not the episode for me to be singing multiple times when my throat's like swollen.
That's so funny. Honestly, this is, I think, my favorite part. I always love, like, when we ask questions and then you guys respond. It makes me feel like, oh my gosh, we have fans and friends. But, like, some of your favorite breakup songs. Yes. Love. I love to hear this. And we got, like, so many responses, which I'm so stoked about a couple of them. Because a couple of them were on my list, but I deleted because I was like, we're going to talk about them later. So I just won't talk about it now. The first one on this list is Too Little Too Late by JoJo. Have I listened to it? No. But will I? Yes.
Amazing. I love that song. It's just so too little too late. That's another, like, nostalgic song for me. Okay, this one, so good. You Ought to Know, by Alanis Morissette. I love this song, and somebody at my work did this song for karaoke at our party, and it was everything. They put their all into it, I will say.
Oh, I love that. Okay, this one, I actually submitted this one. And it was on my list, but then I took it off because I'm like, I'm going to talk about it. 13 by Lainey. I'll give you some context. Literally every single time, every single time. Like every show I've been to, when they've played 13, which is all four of them so far, Paul, the lead singer, love my life. He goes, okay, now if you're with someone, if you're here with someone you love, this is your chance to get that slow dance in, doggy. And it's literally a breakup song. Where did we go wrong? I know we started out all right. Where did we go wrong? I swear we knew we'd last this time. Where did we go wrong? Oh, did you change your mind? How could you change your mind? Who got inside your mind? Oh! Half my clothes are at your house, and I don't want them back. The smell of you is way too much. Not gonna put my heart through that.
Does not want his stuff back.
And then one of my newest friends met her at night one and then convinced her to go like night two. She submitted so many songs I love, and she said anything Lainey. And you know what? I concur. I was going through their discography today because, duh. I was like, oh my gosh, literally half of these songs are either breakup songs or, like, half their songs are breakup songs. Half the songs are, wow, life is so good. I'm so in love with you. Like, that's it, basically. And I'm obsessed, like, Through These Tears, Pink Skies being about Dua Lipa, the way that they only dated for, like, 5 months. Right. And she's got a whole EP written about her. Crazy. Love it. Sam earlier mentioned, like, before we started recording, Hurricane, The Breakup. Literally a song called The Breakup. Hello.
Right.
Just so many good ones.
Love it. It's so funny because it's, like, it's things that I feel like not a lot of people, like, it can go into some of our, like, troped categories, but, like, opposite. Like, more mm-hmm. of, like, their critique on a trope. Because another one I almost added up when we were talking about that is, like, Just Want You Back, like, in general. Like, oh, Five Sauce, like, I'm always gonna want you back. Like, Cher Lloyd, she wants him back. Like, there's all those yes. things. But then, like, Lainey, The Breakup, they say, like, it's never the same love after the breakup. Like, you know, like, don't do it.
No, so true. Oh my gosh. New Rules by Dua Lipa.
One, to pick up the phone. Wait, that's so true.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah, so honorable mention to virtually any song by Lainey. Honestly, even the love songs, you could probably make an argument for them being a breakup song.
True. Okay, the next one is by someone who has so many breakup songs to pick from. Dear John by Taylor Swift. Great song.
Yes, I agree. Another Taylor Swift submission. All Too Well, specifically the 10-minute version. You know what? All Too Well regular, not a breakup song. 10-minute version, breakup song.
Absolutely.
JK, guys. For those of you who don't know, they're both breakup songs. One's just longer.
We just get the context. We get the rage. Yes.
But the short film, even better.
Oh, yeah.
TBH. Than just the song alone.
I will admit, like, I love Taylor Swift, but, like, I never listen to the 10-minute version, except for when I feel like watching the short film for it.
You know what? That's so fair.
I just, like, 10 minutes is... Half the time when I get in my car to go somewhere, my drive is not even 10 minutes long. So, like, I'm just not doing that. Okay, the next one is Too Far Gone by Lost Kings, and it's the Wild Cards remix. And that's one I do not know, and I meant to listen to before we recorded. Any of the songs that people recommended and I didn't know, I did not listen to, even though I meant to. But I'm assuming that it's, like, kind of electronic vibes. Also based on our friend who sent it in. Love her.
Okay, the next one is Lost the Breakup by Maisie Peters. Oh my gosh. Love. How did we not think of that? Actually, maybe we did, but you know what? It was on the list. Yeah. So obviously, yeah, obviously didn't put it on ours because it's on the list on the doc that I didn't check.
Right. Okay, next one, also a great song. Drunk Text Me by Lexi Jade. That's kind of like... I was about to put it in one of our categories. It's like a mix between, like, wanting someone back and then also kind of giving the energy of, like, you're losing me, because it's, like, weird, because it's, like, you want the person to do something to, like, you want them to, like, apologize and, like, reach out, but at that point it's post-breakup, so it's different.
Okay, the next one is When Scars Become Art by Gatton and Brooke Young. I have not listened to virtually any of these songs. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm actually the worst. My beat. I'll listen to them eventually, I promise.
The next one is If I Had Stayed, also by Gatton.
I just love the titles. Like, titles, they draw me in. What can I say? They do
their
job.
Sometimes you can just tell it's a breakup song.
It's gonna be so good. Oh, the next one sounds so good. I Think You Loved Me by Noah Henderson. That one, I feel like that one's gonna be my first one that I, like, play and listen to.
The next one is Truth Hurts by Lizzo. And I included that when this one was submitted, they put LOL.
That's so fun. Okay, next one is Losing a Friend by Elijah Woods. I love Elijah Woods. He's so good. And I'm so glad that, like, he's making his own music and not just, like, producing and ghostwriting for people anymore. I mean, I'm sure he's still doing that, but now he's, like, releasing his own music too, which is so exciting.
The next one is Black by Pearl Jam. And oh my gosh, I feel like there was extra context about this that I didn't write down.
Okay, and then the last one, I'm gonna out myself here. this one, I texted my sister asking her, like, if she had, like, any favorite breakup songs. And I was already thinking of this, and I was going to put it on my list. But then I didn't, because I was like, I've already got 25 songs on my list. Right. I can't put any more on there. So I'll just put it on at the end. Rolling Up the Welcome Mat, parentheses, for good. Like, the whole EP by Kelsey Ballerini. Oh my gosh. Literally, the entire EP is about her divorce. So obviously good. Have to include that. And she's so happy with Chase Stokes. Oh my gosh.
Okay, the other one that I just thought of, Doomsday by Lizzie McAlpine.
Yes.
Hate My Favorite Band by Knightley. Because every time I listen to that song, it makes me think of Lizzie McAlpine, You Were in the 1975, never released song that everybody begs for and she hates now. Even though it's low-key what made her go viral.
I think about Hate My Favorite Band so much, because I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I went through, like, a serious, like, big traumatic breakup where I couldn't listen to, like, the 1975 or the Ban Camino or Lainey or Five Sauce or One Direction. Like, that.
Right.
I would cry.
So
I'd be like, that's even more traumatic than the breakup itself. I'd be like, I'm breaking up with a band? Absolutely not. I can't do that.
Right. Key to that is basically always just be the person with the better music taste going in, because then it's like at the end of it, it's more ruined for them and not you, because like it's really ruined for them because you're the one who showed all of it to them. You that is made so their true. Taste that because like you were so cool and that's your music taste, you know.
So I hope you guys are taking notes because life tips from Sam.
Yeah, so if you don't have like a really good music taste, like get one now.
Likewise on tour, we're here for you.
And
good music only.
Yeah. Only be the like recommender. Like don't let them put you onto something.
So true. Or just if they kidding, do, just pretend like you knew it.
I don't know. I've never had that experience. I've just always had a really good music taste, okay? I'm just kidding. Please don't take me seriously. But, like, I'm also being for so real funny. A little bit. Like, I've always already known everything. So I'm unaffected.
Yeah, that's so true.
My brain is the Spotify library.
No, actually, for real, though, if Sam and I had, like, a real-life friendship breakup, like, half of my music would be just absolutely, oh my gosh, I would cry. I'd be like, okay, well.
I was gonna say, I just saw on Spotify, I hadn't seen it, but it was like friend mix in general, and it like was, it made a mix for me that was only, it was like a blend of me, you, and Zeke put together. And it was funny because it was showing me so songs funny. That were like on there from you and him together, and then songs that were like me and you and songs that were me and him. Like it was just funny to see how they did it. I'll have to pull it up and send it to you, but
oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, no, I've seen that on Spotify before, but I haven't ever listened or like looked at that because it just takes like all the people that you have blends with
on. Yeah, and I only have blends with two people.
Oh, awkward.
I need to make some more blends.
I've got a couple big like group chat blends. That's with like six people on there.
Dang.
No, it's so fun. I love it. And I have two blends with my sister for some reason. I don't know why we have two, but weird. One of them is significantly better than the other. So that's interesting.
That's funny.
But my highest like percentage is always with you versus anyone else.
Love that. I feel like it makes sense. And it's because we both like will listen to like the set lists of like the shows we go to together like at the same time and then be like stuck on that music. Yeah. And then we also have like playlists together that we just listen to.
So many playlists together.
Also, oh, I just added your Hype 1D and 5 Sauce playlist to my library and I've been listening to it every day.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm actually so stoked for Spotify Wrapped this year because I just know One Direction is going to be on there. Oh my gosh, imagine if I was their number one fan. I won't be, but imagine.
Right.
Oh my gosh, imagine.
I will say now, imagine.
Imagine being One Direction's number one fan on Spotify Wrapped.
Right, imagine. I know this, like, last year when we just talked about Spotify Wrapped, I talked about being surprised that Ariana Grande still made it into my Wrapped this year, because she's, like, never missed being one of my top artists, and I was, like, surprised by that, and now, this year, I'm not going to be surprised when she's still on it, because she put out her album, and I'm obsessed with it.
That's so funny. What would be hilarious is if she was anywhere on mine, even in my top 100.
Right.
Anyways. Oh my gosh, this was so fun, and honestly I had a blast, even though we're both sick, a little sicky, just like our music tastes. Sick.
You're so right.
Oh right, sorry. I was like, Sam, why are you waiting to talk? So obviously we just gave you so many songs to listen to, but we are not done yet because obviously we have to end with our song of the week. So Sam, what is your song of the week?
My song of the week is so good. I honestly, when I listen back, I'm going to tally how many times I say so good in this episode.
Relatable. If you can tell us, you win a prize.
My song is Begging for Rain by Maggie Rogers. And I like put off listening to her newest album that I don't think is that new anymore for a while because I don't even know why, but I just put it off. I was just like not in the mood for it. And now I have returned to it and I very much enjoy it a lot. So, and it's on a playlist, potentially, for something that I'm working on.
Okay, mine is very on brand for today's episode. Ha 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 ha. It is No Caller ID by Megan Maroney. Oh my gosh, I love Megan Maroney. She's so good. I think I blacked out that whole episode. I don't know what I said. I'm so sorry. Sorry, editing Issa, that's rough.
No, for real, that's a really crazy amount of songs.
I don't think we've ever had playlists that long.
Yeah, it was an accident.
The way we both said, yeah, I put a lot of songs on a playlist and I have no idea how many. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. But yeah, so just if you haven't already, make sure to rate and review on whatever stream platform you use so that more people can find us. Yeah, so rate and review, follow on whatever stream platform you use, and on Instagram at likewise_pod. So then you'll know, like, when an episode drops, what's going on. You can answer questions on the stories. You can interact with us and with Sam's author account, because her book, Eyes of Ice, Heart of Fire, is dropping April 17th, and her proofs look so good, and it's so much fun seeing it all happen. I love it. I love being on the inside, and it feels like everyone's on the inside because she can't keep her own secrets.
Right.
In a good way.
So true. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yay. Oh my gosh. A soon-to-be-published poet and author. Both. Two in one. A twofer.
Two things at once. Okay. The Travis Kelce vaccine commercial. That's what I'm quoting right there.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that was so much fun for me. And Sam, I hope it was fun for you. And listeners, I hope it was fun for you too. Hopefully you were doing something while you listened. Because if not, this was a long one.
True.
But yeah, Sam, thank you so much for spending another evening with me, and I hope you just have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all.
Bye.